Genesis chapter 33. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children to Leah and to Rachel and to the two handmaids, and he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, "Who are those with you?" And he said, "The children which Yahweh has graciously given your servant." Then the handmaidens came near, and they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, "What do you mean by all this drove which I met?" And he said, "These are to find grace in the sight of my master." And Esau said, "I've had enough, my brother. Keep that you have unto yourself." And Jacob said, "No, I ask you, if now I've found grace in your sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I've seen your face, as though I had seen the face of Yahweh, and you were pleased with me. Take, I ask you, my blessing that is brought to you, because Yahweh has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, "Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go on before you." And he said to him, "My master knows that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Let my master, I ask you, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goes before me and the children be able to endure, until I come to my master to Seir." And Esau said, "Let me now leave with you some of the folks that are with me." And he said, "What need is there of it? Let me find grace in the sight of my master." And so Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth and built him a house and made booths for his cattle. Therefore the name of the place is called Succoth. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El Elohe Israel. End of chapter.